Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 27th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hitcase. While iOS 13, watchOS 6, iPadOS, and tvOS 13 are now available, we're still waiting on macOS Catalina. Apple's website, however, now suggests that Catalina could be released as soon as next Friday, October 4th. The Danish version of Apple's website for macOS Catalina says that Apple Arcade will be available starting on October 4th. This would seemingly mean that macOS Catalina would also launch on that date, as Apple Arcade is a Catalina feature. The subscription gaming service will be accessible via the Mac App Store on macOS Catalina, much like it already is via the App Store on tvOS and iOS 13. It would be somewhat unusual, but not unprecedented, for Apple to release a new version of macOS on a Friday. One other possibility is that macOS and Catalina will launch at different times, with a macOS update coming earlier in the week and Apple Arcade coming on Friday. Until this leak, Apple had not provided any specific information on when macOS Catalina would be released to the public. Previously, it had only said that the update would be available sometime this fall. While it is possible that the date on Apple's Danish website is a mistake, it does imply a launch sooner in October as opposed to later in the month. In other news, according to the Wall Street Journal, Apple wants to release Apple TV Plus films in movie theaters first, with a several-week-long exclusivity window. This would mean that you would be able to see Apple TV Plus original films in movie theaters before you could watch them on the actual Apple TV Plus streaming service. The strategic move is aimed to attract top Hollywood directors and producers who still like to see their productions premiere in traditional movie theaters. It also goes against the Netflix strategy of releasing content in theaters on the same day as it is released online. Furthermore, showing films in theaters also makes the content eligible for awards. We've already heard that Apple is hiring top Hollywood campaign strategists to give it the best chance at securing Oscars and Emmys. Today's report from the Wall Street Journal adds that Apple has also hired a former IMAX executive to help these efforts even more. Apple's first film, a documentary called The Elephant Queen, is set to air on Apple TV Plus on November 1st. Today's report says that Apple will also be releasing the documentary in theaters so that it can qualify for next year's awards season. Apple is also working on plans to release its film On the Rocks, starring Rashida Jones, in theaters ahead of its Apple TV Plus debut. Apple TV Plus will launch on November 1st for $5 per month, but if you buy a Mac, iPad, iPhone, or Apple TV, you'll get 1 year free of Apple TV Plus. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Hitcase, the company that designs and manufactures impressively protective cases and accessories for iPhone lovers. That includes the company's popular lens kit and the Hitcase Pro 2.0, an upgraded version of its best-selling waterproof case. Even tougher and better than before, the Hitcase Pro is framed by a single piece of machined aluminum melded with a high-strength polycarbonate panel, all enclosed by a tight, easy-in and easy-out custom TPU seal. Waterproof up to 33 feet, drop-proof to 16 feet, and with threaded lens attachments, the Hitcase Pro 2.0 is a true one-stop-shop iPhone case that's as beautiful as it is protective. Use code HELLOHITCASE20 for 20% off your order site-wide at hitcase.com. That's HITCASE.com. Spotify is currently beta testing integration with the new SiriKit audio APIs introduced in iOS 13. The current Spotify beta build for iOS lets you ask Siri directly to play music on Spotify. The new SiriKit API lets users interact with third-party audio apps in almost the same way as Apple Music works with Siri. The only catch is that you have to include the name of the third-party app in your Siri command to avoid defaulting to Apple Music. Spotify users will be able to tell Siri to play a certain artist or album, and the API theoretically allows for playlist management, liking tracks, and much more. For instance, you can say, "Siri, play Coldplay on Spotify," and Spotify will launch and begin playback. This OS-level support has not been possible until iOS 13, and had originally been a point of contention between Spotify and Apple. It's nice to see Spotify moving relatively quickly to adopt the feature now that it's available. Unfortunately, the SiriKit API does not appear to support the HomePod at this time, so you still can't ask your HomePod to play music via Spotify. Hopefully this is something on Apple's roadmap, but for now, Spotify users can at least look forward to support for controlling music via Siri on their iPhones and iPads. To finish up this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the best deals of this Friday.
There are plenty of Apple-friendly deals to go around this weekend, headlined by Amazon clearing out official iPhone XS and XS Max cases, starting at $24. You have a choice of silicone and leather options in a wide range of colors, with as much as 50% off the regular going rate. If you're looking for an Apple Watch, Nike Plus series models are also over $100 off over at Nike, offering rare savings on these models, which aren't often discounted. And finally, Apple has a huge media sale going this weekend with bundles starting at $10. You can grab the entire Star Wars collection for $80 or the complete Friends series for $30. You'll find all of our top picks linked in the show notes below and over at 9to5toys.com. You'll also want to make sure you're following us on Twitter under the same name, at 9to5toys, so you don't miss out on any of the best deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Hitcase for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like Hitcase help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like 9to5 Mac Daily, please subscribe in Apple's podcast app or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Read everything mentioned this week on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.